A majority of the Syracuse Common Council is suing Mayor Stephanie Miner's administration for shutting off their computer access on July 1st after they refused to sign a computer use policy. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, a hearing is scheduled for today in state Supreme Court.
Syracuse Councilor-at-Large Kathleen Joy says the computer use policy Mayor Miner wants her to sign would give the mayor's administration access to her emails and internet browsing history and subject her to discipline if she violated the policy.
We are an independent branch of government. This is a separation of powers issue. The mayor's office, we are not employed by her, nor is our staff. So we need an independent means to monitor our own emails.
Joy says the Information Technology Department, which issued the computer use policy, is part of the Miner administration. Joy typed up an alternative policy for counselors that took out the IT department's ability to monitor emails and discipline if necessary. That policy was rejected by the mayor's administration. Miner has called the notion ridiculous that she would have power over the counselors.
Entities that have power over the elected officials are the same entities that have power over me, and that's the taxpayers and the people of our city. It's their computers, their technology system. It's a $1 million investment. We need to protect it, and that's what a computer use policy does.
City Clerk John Kapanis also refused to sign the computer use policy and is part of the lawsuit against Miner. His office was initially blocked from issuing marriage or dog licenses, but the mayor's administration has allowed them access to one computer to do so. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.